Monday, January 29, 2018, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meet with Simcoe for Rural Economic Development Study at 2 o'clock. Dakota County Board of Equalization meets at 3 o'clock, and the Dakota County Board of Commissioners regular business meeting is at 3:02.
Okay, we're going to call the meeting of Dakota County Board of Commissioners to order at 2 o'clock. We've got a simple rural economical meeting starting here. So if everybody stand, and if you could see the flag, there's a flag up here. All right, I promise there's one up here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, real quick, we're going to do roll call here real quick. Joan, will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony is absent. Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Bill?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to excuse Tony from the meeting today. Sorry. Call roll on that, please, Joan. Tony?
Kevin?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Draft and the plan process, and the draft will be on the next step. And hopefully, everyone received a copy of our draft.
Thank you. Yeah. Which church do you go to?
I go to that one there.
Is it Tree Kelly? Does she go to the platform? She herself is super awesome. I heard that they want to be over here in the past and they want to be able to see them. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we will come out of recess.
No.
Not at all.
You're going to be closed.
Okay. This will be the January 29th meeting of the Board of Equalization. It is 3:03. Joan, can you roll call?
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony is absent.
I would move to excuse Commissioner Gomez.
I'll second it.
Marty?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott? Kevin?
Yes. Okay, current copy of the open meeting back is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. First thing up is the reorganization and nominations for chairperson.
Billy, throw the hammer down on him right now.
Yep.
You do it the best.
Move to nominate Kevin Roy for chair.
Thank you.
And also move that nomination cease and cast unanimous ballot for Kevin Rohde.
Oh, yeah. I'll second that.
Yeah. Hard fought battle.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. You're
very good. Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty. Yep.
Okay. Nominations for the vice chair.
Who's currently? Marty?
Well, I would nominate Marty.
Would you nominate Martin Hohenstein to fulfill the... Yeah, I think that's a great idea, too. We should give it to Tony since he's not here.
We need a second for Kevin.
Second. Sorry.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, reorganization is complete. Next, we move on to the consent agenda items and approval of the previous minutes from December 4th, 2017.
And? You want to do B4?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And approval of the time of regular Board of Equalization meetings at 3 o'clock p.m.
I would move to approve the consent agenda items.
Okay, I'll second that.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, new business. Bob Giese, the treasurer, requesting approval for the exemption of motor vehicle taxes for the Northeast Nebraska Community Action Partnership Incorporated for the following vehicles used by staff to attend meetings and other activities for early Head Start and Head Start programs: a 2016 Dodge Grand Caravan, two 2016 Dodge Grand Caravans, and a 2002 Chevy Venture van. Bob?
Mr. Chairman, this is just our annual, appeal by the folks at Nebraska, Northeast Nebraska, to exempt these vehicles, and we've done it for years. So.
Yeah, just
formality.
Another one of those.
One of those formalities. Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the exemptions for the motor vehicles on the Northeast Nebraska Community Action Partnership as follows: the 16 and then the 16 and the 2002. So two Dodges and then a Chevy and a partridge and a pear tree.
I'd second everything except the partridge part.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Thanks, Bob. That was simple enough. Okay, good.
Okay. So, do you have the paper?
I do.
Okay.
Kevin?
Got it.
Okay, any mail and or emergency business? I don't have any. Okay. Is there any public comment for the Board of Equalization? If no public comment, we will adjourn at 3:07.
Four minutes. That was beautiful. Okay, we're going to reconvene our Board of Commissioners meeting. We any motions for any of that business or not? We're just going to reconvene. Okay, so we had a meeting with Simco, and here we are now into the meeting. It's 3:08. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. So we're going to start right in on the consent agenda items. We got the approval of the previous minutes for January 16th, 2018. We got the payroll claims and the approval of accounts payable, which is the Dixon Construction County, the Hubbard Southwest Bridge. It's $315,994.17. And that is... That was it, Billy went through these here, so
okay.
Vice Chair Bill already went through the payroll claims, and that was in there, correct, Bill?
Great.
So we have the one pay, and is that like what?
We also have a claim for inheritance tax
for transfer the monies.
Yeah.
Okay.
$590.
Okay. But this money here, that bridge, I think there's still going to be, once the inspection is done, there's going to be a little bit more left on that bridge. And that money is coming from the money that we bonded a few years back. That's where that's coming from. So as long as everybody knows that, probably 3 years ago when we bonded some monies to take care of the projects and waiting for FEMA monies and one of those deals. So anyways, we got the Dixon, we got the payroll claims, and we got the minutes. So I need a motion for the consent agenda.
The transfer on the inheritance is from where to where?
To the general fund.
Okay.
From the inheritance fund to the general
fund. To cover the January claims. Okay. Plus this.
Well, I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda items.
Okay, a motion by Kevin.
Second.
Second by Wild Bill. Can I have a roll call, please, Joan?
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, and then inside of our packet, we're going to go to new business. We get the approval of Resolution 18C-001 for the approval for the tower lease agreement between Dakota County and FiberCom. Okay, it's in our packet, and we've talked about this.
Kim, you approved.
What's that?
Kim's approved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this once before, and I know Kim's done her homework, and we got a resolution here, so we just need a motion to accept or approve Resolution 18C-001.
So moved.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill.
I'll second that.
Second by Kevin on the 18C-001. Will you call roll, please, John?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to move on to miscellaneous. We got Fred Kellogg, the Highway Superintendent Road Report. Fred Kellogg?
December 31st to January 13th, 75 hours of road maintenance. Overtime hours, 119. Garbage pickup, 4. Snow removal, 407. No rock, no signs or barricades. Road concerns, as it says, there's quite a few on snow removal. People wondering when, how
it's going
to happen. But another snow event gone. It pretty wet snow, as everybody probably knows. Wasn't an easy one, but it's done.
I would like to thank Fred and the staff. Honestly, they did a great job for the conditions. Fred and a few of his guys slept, I think, at the county shop that night. Guys slept in a pickup in Homer. I think one guy took his maintainer home in order to be there after the storm. And I thank you.
They were all ready to go. We went out at midnight Monday night. Like I say, like you said, if their machine wasn't at their house, they were at shop or somewhere very, very close.
Yeah.
No one was late, and we were all out.
You know, when people question, you know, why they need to be there all day long. Well, you got situations, well, emergencies. I mean, you don't know what if you're going to have to go out or not. And yes, they were there. They slept there. They started at midnight. You know, we talked a lot, and I talked to Deanna a lot about the weather, obviously. Mother Nature was keeping everybody posted. But yeah, the wind died down and you were on your way. So, and I know they had a long day. It's like Bill said, but you know, that's part of that's the job, and they know it.
That's the game we play.
That's the game you play. So tell them thanks and good job. Yeah. Any other questions for Fred on anything? Thanks, Fred. Okay, we got B. Board's going to discuss the approval of the increase in the fees to meet 50% of adult membership for the employees who wish to join the YMCA, and discuss an approval on the criteria for YMCA usage to receive the 50% membership reimbursement. As of right now, and Joe's going to correct me on these numbers, it's roughly $19.50 is what we pay and what the employee pays, and the increase is going to be, I think, $1 for each entity. So the county will pay an extra dollar, and the employee will pay an extra dollar. Now, the criteria, what they're talking is, right now, for you to be eligible for the county to pay a half, and to be eligible to have that, is you need to go at least once every 2 months, okay, to the Y, which... Why would somebody want to pay $19.50 a month? Well, you're gonna have $39 invested, and you're gonna go one time. I mean, that's a little bit absurd myself. But anyways, so we need to discuss, and I know Joan's talked to some people, and I think we should probably change that, where for them to be eligible for the county, you know, they should go at least 25 times a month. actually, two times in 2 months, I think, is probably... What's that?
Once every 2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks? So twice a month? Or is it, or do you want to go, is it two times?
That's what Natalie from Business Health recommends.
2 times a month?
What?
Twice a shift.
What is that? That's awesome.
I think that realistically the staff should be able to get there at least once every 2 weeks is what, you know.
Yeah, they said the health benefits weren't there if people weren't going regularly.
That's true.
Yeah, I think once every 2 weeks. But then what's our, when do we review that to say that you're no longer eligible?
Well, they'll contact Joan. It might be
I get a usage report on everybody that is there.
And do we do that once every 6 months?
Oh, no.
We look back and we say it?
Once a month.
Every month, yeah. They give
and
a report.
We have to have a 10 minimum to get our corporate rate. And they'll work with us if it falls a little below because sometimes we're above. But right now we have that, and everybody is needing that twice a
month
that are participating.
So instead of being there once every 2 months, we're going to say twice a month. Is that a fair? Does anybody have any?
I think that's not unreasonable.
I mean, that's costing them $10 a time to go, and the county $10 a time to go.
It's a cost of a day pass.
Yeah, right. A day pass $5.
Oh, really?
I think so. That's when the kids go down there, it's $5 a day.
Oh, students cheaper.
Yeah. So, okay. So what's your guys' pleasure? What do you want to do here? So we need to discuss an approval of the increase. Obviously, the increase is $1, and anybody have any? You want to say what's up? What's up?
I would move.
What's going on right now?
To approve the increase and go with the new criteria
of 25 times a month.
Twice a month.
Twice a month.
Minimum.
Minimum. To be eligible. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Billy made a motion, and it's a good motion, and I like it. So twice a month and the increase of $1. So do I have a second on that?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, Kevin will make a second. So will you call roll, please, Joan, on the...
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, we're into commissioner committee reports. Anybody have any?
I went to Norfolk last week to the Region 4 group, and they said that they did. It doesn't look like their funding is going to be cut this year. Some of the agencies within the state are being asked to cut again, but they think they're probably going to be all right. They did get a opiate disposal drop-off container at the South Sioux City Police Department. So if you want to dispose of your opioids, they can do that here in the county, which is nice. There also is, I saw that Walmart is looking at doing a take back at every one of their stores.
So what are they accepting?
They're accepting any kind of opioid.
Really?
Yep. And so if you got anything in your medicine chest, you want it out of your house, just drop it off there.
Really?
And so it looks like Walmart's going to start doing that everywhere, and if that's the case, that's going to be a lot easier on everybody.
Is there a proper disposal?
Yeah, they are. They're state certified proper disposal. Is there a proper disposal?
Trash.
You're not supposed to put them in.
You're not supposed to
flush them because of the getting into the groundwater. Not supposed to put them in the garbage because you never know whose hands that's going to fall into.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure people...
So they just recommend dropping them off of
that stuff, I'm sure.
Other than that, I didn't have anything else, but Kevin and I have a 4:30 public health today.
Okay.
Sure.
The road committee, Scott and I and Fred, are looking at summer roads, and the reason it was brought up, was to call Dixon Path, a road that needed some attention after the snow, and we talked, and Fred and I and Scott, some of these roads in the South Sioux area, I think Dixon Path, 48, C Avenue, Bennett Avenue, 152nd. We're going to try to give those back to South, or not give them back, but give them to South Sioux City. They're right there. It's kind of a pain for Fred to come out there and blade those roads, maintain them any time of the year. It's in South Sioux's backyard. We're going to approach them, and I don't see any problem. I think Scott's already talked to the mayor.
I did. You know, Bill and I met with them probably a couple of years ago on a few different things. You know, LEC and some of these roads over breakfast. And what, at that time, of course, you know, we were talking about, you know, flat water crossings and et cetera. But then they said they would take over on, they wanted to take over on Foundry Road, which was our road. Everything that was south of the railroad tracks was considered county. So anyways, at that time, they was like, well, let's let, you know, the dust settle on a few different things, and let's, you know, let's come back and talk. Well, then, of course, you know, time flies. You forget about things, and Bill brought it to my attention. And like I said, Fred and I, we all talked, and then and I called the mayor, and he says, yeah, let's make that happen. So I'm going to get with him this week, and I don't think we're going to probably have a meeting or anything. I think I'm just going to have Joni, they'll sit down with her and put it in writing, and we'll just give it to them and see what they come back and say. So, and that shouldn't hurt our highway allocation much, should it? I mean, it ain't gonna. What do we have? 200 and some miles in the county.
We're not giving them the road. We're asking them to maintain the road.
There you go.
We're gonna give the roads. Are we planning on giving them the roads, or just asking them to maintain it and we keep it as highway allocation?
Well, what they usually do is they zone them into their city limits. Is how they acquired every other road.
Well, 48th is already in their city limits.
If they want to make a motion to adopt them, I guess it makes no difference. I don't know the regulations of the city if they can do roads outside the city limits without acquiring different zoning. To be honest with you, that'd be a question to ask them, Scott, when you guys meet with them.
When I looked at that old agreement, it was a trade-off.
And if you want to word it that way, we're trading for the pavements of for pavement that we have done, in return they take roads. And if that is satisfactory with them, that's fine.
So I guess I would want to know what the pros and the cons are, is if they take them over, because I think we don't. And like I said, Joni had the agreement, the old agreement that was signed back in 2008 or 2009. And what I don't want to do is be responsible if we're going to let them have them and maintain them. You know, I don't think we want to be responsible for any repairs on them down the road. You know what I'm saying? I mean.
And maybe that's all you need is just an agreement for maintenance on them, and they still are county roads, and we don't lose our.
And that's what the mayor said too. He said, "Well, maybe you guys can keep, you know, your highway allocation on them." Yeah.
If you get them to sign an agreement just to maintain them, I guess that's all it takes, Scott.
Okay. It just makes sense for them to do them, because you bouncing it over to Dixon Path to me is ridiculous, and Bennett Avenue and all those. I mean, you don't have anybody there. They're right there. Just
okay. Well, anyways, yeah, that's what we have going on with that. So, we'll see what happens. We'll keep everybody posted. And then, we want to talk to the Simco. We all met with them today on their plan. I don't know if anybody wants to talk anything about that. It's hard to understand everything. Kind of, I looked over everything ahead of time, but just the graphs and everything. You have to look at the graphs to really get a grasp of things, and yeah.
No, I thought it was a good presentation they had. It was put together well.
Yeah, Gabe did a nice job. Anything else? I gotta throw this in there. I'm sure there's something else I have, but I can't remember. I say that every meeting. I'm sure there's something else. And then also, hey, I know Chance did a nice job too of keeping the snow remover under. I know Jesse kind of helped him out a little bit, and I know I went down here one day. I went down there that night in the storm to help get a lady out down here and do pushing. But yeah. So, okay, let's go. No mail emergency business. Public comment. Anybody from the public want to say anything? Brian, go ahead. Just come up to the podium and state your name and address for the record, if you would, please.
Sure. Ron Hartman, Decorah City. I just wondered, the LEC that you mentioned briefly, have you guys ever talked about, because, you know, we got a couple empty buildings there. It's been discussed from time to time from other people, like, are we doing anything with empty buildings, or are we negotiating?
When you say empty buildings, are you meaning, like, some empty offices?
Yeah, right.
We are trying to obviously do some negotiating, and we've looked at it. The thing is, Ronnie, if you really put the pencil to it, and have you gone up there and got any data?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I just kind of talked to, you know, a couple people, and the dispatch is there, so that's effective. So I want to keep that going. But I'm just kind of wondering if.
The thing is, the thirty some thousand dollars a month that we pay, okay, because we are half ownership of the building, okay, the county is. The bulk of that money, and I have the budget in my packet here, the bulk of that money goes to salaries for the people that are answering the telephones, okay? And Joan and I just talked in Bill this week that if we would want to try to get out of it completely, because there is no agreement, really, to my recollection, that's in place right now with them. But if we wanted to, there's no, the deed's not in our name right now, but theoretically we do own half of the building, the county does. I mean, if we wanted to try to say, hey, you know, obviously this makes more sense, been down this dirt road a few different times talking about this, but, you know, and then come up with the square footage of whatever the room is, and if we pay rent. But the bulk of the money goes to the wages for the people answering the telephone, for the comm center, for us to, you know, be able to, you know, let the sheriff's department still be able to function and take all those calls. Because it would not be cost effective for us to. It seems like it's a lot of money, and I don't want to say a waste of money, but it just seems like a lot of money to be paying that we're not residing there with our sheriff's department, but at the same time we are residing there. And I know that they still go in there, and I don't know if you guys use the roll call room or which. I mean, I think there's some evidence still up in there. Is that true, Kevin? You guys still use it?
Yeah, we'll go there for roll call for purposes of, you know, special meetings. The training room that they have available up there. We still have evidence there, so we still utilize the LEC.
Is anything else moved into the county offices? What were the county offices?
I think the only room that's being occupied out of the three offices that we had, is that correct? There's a three. There's an evidence room, and Ellinger had a room, and then did Randy? No, Randy's always been down here. The sheriff had the corner, and I know that.
Johnson.
Who did?
Johnson.
Yeah, that's right. He had an office there. And I know the victim's assistance, she.
The west side is what we consider the sheriff's offices.
Right.
And victim's assistance have moved
over there
into that section. And I think one of the other offices might be being used. I think so. I'm not 100% on that. I thought maybe it was a state patrol might have moved an office in there. But I don't know if it was ever officially divided according to the police department, the sheriff's office, and the state patrol. I don't know if it was ever officially designated or if that's just kind of where people broke into.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think there's a large amount of savings there that we can argue. I think the state patrol is probably getting a bargain. I think when their lease comes up again, I think it should be raised, and that will help offset a little bit of our cost. I think these roads we just talked about, it just gives us a little leverage. The LEC Center maybe gives us some leverage to get Sausu to take over some of these roads. And that'll be a pretty good savings to the county.
Personnel services, Ronnie? Personnel services,
okay,
for the LEC, okay, the total budget. It's kind of a scary number. It's 666,500. That's what it is. $666,500 is what it is.
So divide that by 12. What is it, Jens?
666,500.
So that's 55,000 a month. So we get half of that for sure.
So that's right. Yeah, right.
So there's not a lot of fat there.
Yeah, no, really.
I mean, there really isn't, and that's yeah. And so what is that, 27.5? Okay, so 27.5. So and so there's an extra, and I just roughed this around. You'd have to pay something for the offices. You'd have to pay. I mean, there's going to be some other expenses
you
there.
Prorate the maintenance.
Yeah, the maintenance. There'd be a lot of prorating. So I was just looking at maybe possibly $60,000 to $80,000 if we could just pull out and say, okay, we're going to pay half of whatever, and then this, you know, of the salaries, and then we're going to pay so much to reside in the building. So. It's a lot of money, yes. And could it be used somewhere else? Yes. But I think by the time, you know, they start going down buildings, maintenance, if you start paying, you know, for a portion of that. And the other thing is, if we wanted out of it and we said, hey, let's get an appraisal, you guys can pay us off, whatever, if we just walk away from the building is what we would do. And we would have nothing invested into the place. So, and believe me, I have put my thinking cap on this deal. I was on the news for crying out loud at one time talking about this. But, yeah, it bothered me for a long time until I really sat down and looked at it. And you don't realize that those salaries are that much.
Believe me, we all felt just like you do.
Well, there's always that lingering question on other people's minds, you know.
Exactly.
Like, okay, what
if, I know.
So I'm just trying to, so I have the data.
No, those are good questions.
So I could say, yeah, well, here, yeah, but this is why it's being utilized. Here's what it's effective. Etc. So therefore, I can answer questions because sometimes people ask me.
Mm-hmm. No, I know it, and that's a good question. You know, we sit here; it seems like we have fun in these meetings, but behind closed doors, when you're $1.5 million short deficit on your budget, yeah, everybody. I mean, we get right down to the nitty gritty.
Right.
We try to make these meetings fun, is what we try to do.
Well,
we're not coming here to fight with each other and have the media here yet.
But
okay, it's subject to change.
It's a challenge,
it's a challenge.
And I know you're running, and I challenge anybody to try to cut the budget any more than we have and still provide the services we do. It's really tough, believe me. It's because nobody wants to cut services. You know, Friends cut a few of his guys, and you know, is it showing up yet? Probably not. Will it? I don't know. I hope not. I want good roads. But, you know, obviously his guys are, you know.
Yeah.
Working a little extra to make up for that if we don't give up some.
Then you hear about it because that's the complaint I've heard. Not about us per se, but just, you know, the roads
in general
and Sioux City mostly, us. But
no, I know it's a challenge.
Yeah. So okay, great.
Roads are always going to be an issue. I don't care. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what this job pretty much pertains to.
I had a guy jump at noon at Wendy's today. He said, I can't go down. And I just drove the road yesterday, Salem Church Road. And he said, boy, that road's terrible. I said, I went 80 mile an hour across it yesterday. Did my checkup.
Kevin,
well, my Cadillac. My Cadillac's rubbing in a couple places. I thought the road was great. You know,
okay.
So obviously, we're always going to have complaints.
Sure.
But
great.
And good luck during the election, too.
Hey, gracias. Thank you.
Yep, right. Yep, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, public comment we're done with here, and we are going to adjourn. Our next regular meeting is going to be held on February 12, 2018, and then the city, joint, county, school, Homer's meeting planned for the February 19th at Dakota City Fire Hall. So the 12th we will meet, and then the following week we will meet up again for our city joint in Dakota City. So we are adjourned. Thank you.
All right.
Looking forward to that.